Hello, my name is Bod. The book, The Graveyard Book, by Neil Gaiman, is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was a normal toddler living happily with my parents and older sister. But all that changed when I climbed out of my crib, then crawled down the stairs and out of my house into a graveyard. Jack murdered my family while I was crawling away. Then Jack spent many years looking for me. In the graveyard, two ghosts, Miss and Mr. Owens, found and adopted me. I started to be able to go through things and disappear. After a little while, I went to school, even though Jack was still trying to find me. I only went to school for a few days because the ghosts decided it was too dangerous for me to stay at school. A little while later, I meet a friend named Scarlett. Her mom is divorced and she meets someone named Mr. Frost. Mr. Frost turns out to be Jack and tries to murder Scarlett, but Scarlett and I ran into a graveyard and Jack chased us. Then I leave Scarlett in a cave and run through a field. Jack falls into a ghoul grave and that's the end of him. Now that I am older, I am starting not to be able to see ghosts and I can't go through things. I am becoming like a regular human and less ghostly. The ghosts say I can't live in the graveyard anymore and I must begin my life among the living. If you would like to read Neil Gaiman's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. A shift is a loosely fitting dress that hangs straight. Miss Owens was wearing a white shift. A crypt is an underground room or vault beneath a church used as a chapel or burial place. The crypt was dark, creepy, and full of spiderwebs. Bespectacled means a person wearing eyeglasses. The bespectacled man looked very smart. Here's a sneak preview of an exciting part of the graveyard book, page 9 through 10. I chose this part of the story because it was suspenseful and an important part of the story. The man Jack's eyes were accustomed to the moonlight, so he had no desire to turn on an electric light, and light was not that important after all. He had other skills. The man Jack sniffed the air. He ignored the sense that had come into the room with him. Dismissed the sense that he could safely ignore. Honed in on the smell of the thing he had come to find. He could smell the child. A milky smell, like chocolate chip cookies and the sour tang of a wet disposable nighttime diaper. He could smell the baby shampoo and its hair, something small and rubbery, a toy, he thought, and then know something to suck that the child had him carrying. The child had been there. It was here no longer. The man Jack followed his nose down the stairs through the middle of this tall, thin house. He inspected the bathroom, the kitchen, the airing cupboard, and finally the downstairs hall, in which there was nothing to be seen but the family's bicycles, a pair of empty shopping bags, a fallen diaper, and the stray tendrils of fog that had insulated themselves into the hall from the open door to the street. The man Jack made a small noise, then a grunt that contained in both frustration and also satisfaction. He slipped the knife into its sheath in the inside pocket of his long coat.